One of the most difficult aspects of writing poetry for me relates to the idea of audience. I know, or I've been told, that one should not write with the audience for the poem too much in mind, but I find it impossible to work on those terms. In fact, I always imagine an audience for my writing. The point, the motivation for writing for me is to communicate, not necessarily to deliver a message, but to transfer an emotion, a thought, or a set of ideas, to provoke thought or feeling in another brain and body that is on the receiving end. And I don't even think of that receiving end as a passive reception, but a very active and participatory reception, where a lot of what might be possible in something I write has to do with what the recipient does with the poem. So audience is unavoidable for me, and yet it is vexed because of the way race and class intersect in the society. I find that I am often trying to speak to various audiences who may have conflicting or competing expectations, cultural vocabularies, pleasures, understandings of the world, so on and so forth. And it often costs me a great deal in terms of time, in terms of brain cells, to do the work necessary to either speak simultaneously to multiple, distinct, different audiences, or make very reluctantly make choices about which audience or audiences I can address in a given poem. And even though I label this a difficulty, and would certainly like to see the social conditions change such that race and class did not create the kinds of divisions that I'm responding to, I nonetheless have to recognize that the kind of tension that is generated by these conflicts, the tension in my poems may be very productive, ultimately. It may be one of the things that's working for me. So I have to accept that even as I am troubled by it.